Just a little bit of prep work for you to do to get ready. That's all you have to do, really. It's practice, just like any other thing, getting one's mind synced up with another's, getting their thoughts lined up with yours. Hypnosis, in a lot of ways, is very obviously a form of communication that is very one-directional, not just because it's a file, but because the entire goal is to turn you into something that is receiving, that is taking in information, that is processing it. Right? So in order to make one better at that, what you're aiming for is an empty state, a blank slate, something to be written in and inscribed upon. And what can one do to support that? Well, first of all, making sure one's comfortable is always a good step. Making sure that you're in a state to listen without distractions, mental or physical, as best you can. Perfection, of course, is something we should never drive ourselves mad striving for. So do your best, and know that by doing so, you're supporting it. Of course, also building in that aspect of knowing that making mistakes or having thoughts when you didn't mean to doesn't ruin a trance, because you can guide yourself back. Sure, you might have thoughts that don't line up with your intentions or goals or exactly what you're trying to do in that moment, but, well, the sheer knowledge that you yourself can pull your mind back into alignment with where you're going helps to fix these things. These little bits and pieces that don't align quite right can make it feel like we're failing to go to the place we want to not be in trance. And yet the thing is, your own agency, your own ability, and your own knowledge on the subject can make you quite skilled to the point where you may even one day be able to pull yourself into trance of your own accord. Or maybe you already can. The point being, there is no true failure state as long as you are working towards your goal. Because at worst, you have to accept that you have learned something new to adjust to that may have caused this experience to be less than desirable. But on average, you'll begin improving every single time. Every little bit counts. And perfection, as I said, is not necessary. So just let those words in. Open up your head a little. Get comfy. And you'll be pulled in before you know it. That's the nice thing about hypnosis. It's simple and straightforward once you begin to realize that it's not a complex process that's easy to get pulled into, because all I'm asking of you is to do your best to listen to me, to let my words flow, to let them go right into your head, to gently nudge that filter out of the way for a bit, leaving up those safeties to keep you secure, letting anything that doesn't quite fit right be considered and rejected. But when you know exactly what you're listening to, especially if you're listening to a file that you know the contents of, either from having read the tags or listening to it before, well, then that filter becomes less necessary because you know what you want. That filtration process is something we're looking to let relax. After all, every day we go through our lives thinking so much about what others do and say to us. It's perfectly natural to have a level of filtration, and in fact, it's an important essential that keeps us free from harm. It helps us to keep things out we don't want. Requests that are unreasonable. Individuals whose opinions shouldn't matter to us. And of course, there's always some bleed through. But when we're aiming to trance, when we're aiming to get into that hypnotized state, well, our goal is to loosen those filters, to let our minds be more available, to let our thoughts be easier shaped and molded and taken somewhere. We're aiming for a goal. We know what it is, and you're working with the hypnotist to create it. So, of course, it's inevitable that trust is going to be fundamental to this. And trust can be built even in a space where one is listening to a person's voice recorded in the past. Because either you can pre-listen to a file, examine its tags, having known that this person tags things well. Or you can look at a script if it's available. There's plenty of ways to help that. Of course, repeated listenings help, since the first one can be more of a filtering process, if you need it. Or you've established trust already because you've consumed a large amount of content that this person has created, thus allowing you to open yourself more, thus allowing yourself to get into that more comfortable and open, suggestible state. to let your filter become less intense, to let those words in all the easier. And that's the beauty of it. Like I said, every time it gets a little stronger. That's why it's important to choose hypnotists that line up with your desires for trance, that make you feel comfortable and safe, and like you can just let go for a bit and know you're in good hands. And when you have these things met, oh, the places that you can go. It is a nice experience to have no frets, no concerns, to just let your mind rest in their hands, to let go and submit, not feeling as though there's any demands, just a will that is carrying you exactly where you wish to go, an empty blank slate upon which can be written. To set yourself up for that, oh, it can feel so good, to let go of your thoughts, to place yourself into a space where you needn't do anything at all. And so you can be ready to listen to what comes after, knowing that you're building that space, knowing that even if you drift towards that wakeful place again, it'll be so easy to go back into that entranced, that lovely blank slate, that empty space, that easy to write upon, oh, so enjoyable place. After all, you know what you want out of the experience. So just leave yourself open to it and indulge.